And the passage of scripture I want us to turn to is found in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1 and verse 45. Luke 1:45. We hear the word of God says, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. For there shall be a performance. There shall be a what? Performance. Now, that word is the Greek word teleosis, and it means there will be a completion. It means that there will be a manifestation. It means that there will be absolutely a realization of that which was spoken to her. This is part of the message that we as a people of God need to embrace at this time. In this season that people call the season of Christmas, the season of the birth of the Lord, even though we do not subscribe to the fact that he was born December 25th, the fact is, he was born. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He was born. Now, the words that God spoke to this woman that believed were impossible words, that she, a virgin who is yet not married but engaged, was going to have a child without the assistance of the seed of the fiancé or the husband. That she was going to have a child. And that this was not going to be an act realized by the activities of a man. That man and the power of man was going to be removed from what was going to happen here. This was going to be the doing of God. God says, since you've believed me, there will be a performance. Since you believe that the miracle that you're expecting is not going to be a result of what a man has done, you will see the manifestation of it. You see, many times our faith is tied to man. You know, when I see situations here, even here in this house, that need to be corrected, need to be addressed, especially sometimes financial situations, it is so easy to look at the people and say, well, if only everybody in this place gave and honored God with their tithing, and everyone should. Because it seems to me that only about 5% of you are tithing. That's a bad figure. But I cannot place my faith on what you're going to do. No. God is well able to accomplish whatever he wants to accomplish with or without anybody. Amen? I want God to accomplish things with me, being his partner. Because when you are a partner with God, when you are with him, and you are working with him, you get the extra benefits of being in his presence at all times. Because when God steps into your situation, he possesses you. Hallelujah. When God steps... I left my gloves at home. Does somebody have a glove here? You. Somebody give me a glove. Quick, somebody. Okay, this will do it. Thank you. Smaller than my hand, but it's small. Hallelujah. But look at this. This thing can't do anything. It can't do anything. It's useless. Can't pick up anything until my hands go into it, and all of a sudden, look at that, my big hands fit into a small glove. This is like God, the big God, fitting inside of you and making you meaningful. Hallelujah. This glove that cannot pick up this thing, now, because my hand is in it, can do all kinds of things. This is what God wants to do in your life. He wants to step into your life and possess you. And when you place your faith in what man can do, God is removed from the picture. But when you want God to operate in and with you, and you let him come and possess you because you are operating in the spirit of love, all kinds of things can begin to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life is not going to be wasted. Hallelujah. I am not going to stay in the place of limitation. I am not going to struggle in my life. Not when God, my God, reigns supreme. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you believe that for yourself, shout hallelujah. The word of God, he declares, there will be a performance. Blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. Blessed is he that believes. Blessed are the people that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told them from the Lord. Blessed is every man and every woman, every boy and every girl in this house that believed what God has spoken, for there shall be a performance. There will not be a delay. In the name of Jesus, we refuse delays. Hallelujah. The word of God says, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, you shall dwell in cities. He says in Ezekiel chapter 30, it says, I will bless you with men like a flock. Hallelujah. I know I've heard many things from God through the years. The promises of God. And day in, day out, one way or the other, I see the manifestation of it. The God who says that I will raise you from poverty, take you from the dust, from the dunghill, so that you can be set with the princes of the land. That God cannot lie. You know what? Can I say something to us this morning? God is not going to cease being God because of you. Hallelujah. God is not going to lie his first lie so that he ceases to be God because of you, because of me, because of us. If he said it, then he will do it. His promises are forever yes and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God who made a promise to David and said to David, you will always have a son on the throne. When man failed, he, God, decided to make himself the son of David because he will always be on the throne. God will do whatever he needs to do to make sure that whatever he said comes to pass in your life. You can bank that today in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar. Amen. I said the devil's a liar. There is nothing the devil is going to do to stop what God said. You know what, friend? Let me tell you something. Every mistake, every mess up, every situation that you have brought to the table, God already built it into the equation and has resolved the situation already, because he declared, I will do this and I'm going to do it. Nothing is going to stop it. No devil in hell is going to stop the will of God being done in my life, being done in your life, being done in this church. The devil is a liar and he must pack his load and go home. To hell he goes. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. What did God tell you? And why should you ever dare doubt what God said? Because of something called circumstance. Well, circumstance is not my God. Let me say it again. Circumstance is not my God. Let me say it again. Circumstance is not my God. Hallelujah. The God who walks upon the water and breaks every law, natural, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God who spoke things out of nothing because he just had the idea. He has an idea, and his idea will come to pass. Hallelujah. The God who said, he will do exceedingly far above anything I dare ask or think, has given me permission to dream big dreams. Hallelujah. And take the equation of what circumstances might be out of the picture. The God who said in the garden, the seed of the woman shall bruise your head, and kept on promising that that seed was coming at the fullness of time, when it was time for that seed to be born. He did not allow Zacharias to speak a word, because he also said there's going to be a voice that's going to cry in the wilderness. I say today in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever it is that's supposed to prepare the way for me, come forth in the name of Jesus and do your thing, because this brother is coming through. If that's you, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing is going to stop us. Somebody say, nothing is going to stop me. I am unstoppable. I cannot be restricted. I cannot be restrained anymore. The chains are falling away. The gates are open and I'm coming out. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I believe the word of God, and there shall be a performance. Hallelujah. 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 There shall be a performance. In the Gospel of Matthew, the second chapter, Matthew chapter 2, the Bible tells us, I'm going to look at verse 13, but if verse 15 is the verse that I want. The Bible tells us, that certain wise men had seen a star in the east. They traveled for approximately a year plus to get to where Jesus was. But as they followed this star, they came to Jerusalem, When they got to Jerusalem, the star began to move in another direction, in the direction of Bethlehem. But in their natural mind, they thought, well, this star is going the wrong direction. Because if there's going to be a king born, the king of Israel, it must be in the palace. So they went to the palace and they met Herod there. And they began to ask Herod about the prince that was born. Herod is confused. What are you guys talking about? Yeah, we saw a star. So he called a convocation of the religious leaders of the day. And he asked them, where is the king supposed to be born? And they said, the king is supposed to be born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Herod, when he wanted to know where the king was to be born, where the governor was to be born, he went to those who knew the word. Why? Because if God said it, he does not change his mind. It's funny how people today are prophesying all kinds of crazy stuff. There were people who prophesied that Hillary was going to be president of the United States. And when Hillary did not become the president of the United States, they said, oops, I think God changed his mind. Out there in Ghana, there were some who prophesied that the guy who was the president was going to win. And when the opposition governor or the opposition leader won, they said, oops, God changed his mind. I tell you what, God is not that finicky. If God changes his mind on anything, the same God will tell whoever it is that he told that he has changed his mind. I am not saying that God never changes his mind. Yeah, God changes his mind. The Bible says, Isaiah went to tell Hezekiah, prepare your home, your family, you're going to die. Hezekiah turns his face against the wall and cries out to God and says, God, you're not going to do this to me. And God says, okay, you're a nice guy. I'm not going to do it. And tells Isaiah to come back and tell him. It was not Hezekiah living another 10 years, another 18 years. And Isaiah says, I guess God changed his mind. No, God does not change his mind. If God said it, he said it. And he's already put in the equation all the possibilities. How many of you know God knows the beginning from the end and everything in between? Hallelujah. He knows all of it. And if God ever told you something, he already knows all the mistakes you're going to make. If you stay in faith, if you stay in faith, there will be a manifestation. Well, let me tell you something. If God said it and you don't want it, he will pass it on to somebody else. May God never pass over you to somebody else. In Jesus' name, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let nothing in my life sabotage the will of God for my life. In the name of Jesus. Let nothing in your life sabotage the will of God. The devil's a liar. That's why we declare today in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that will try to sabotage the will of God in my life, die in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You say, why did you say die? Well, because die means that you are separating life from that which must die. If life leaves, death is left behind. Hallelujah. And you've got resurrection life inside of you, so you got to leave the dead body there. Hallelujah. And be transformed by the renewing of your mind to the glory of God. God made a promise. God fulfilled his promise. The Bible says, in verse 15, actually, let me take it from verse 13. It says, and when they were departed, when this wise man, Herod told them to go locate Jesus. They went, and the Spirit of God spoke to them and told them not to go back to Herod. So they left. And Herod waited and waited and waited and waited, and nobody was coming. And decides to go to Bethlehem to destroy the children in Bethlehem 2 years and under. Verse 13 says, and when they were departed, when these wise men were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose and took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there unto the death of Herod, that it might be what? That it might be what? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Now, what you say, Pastor, why are you reading that passage? Well, because this. God already knew that those so-called wise men were going to mess up, that they were going to go to Herod and tell Herod what they told Herod, and that Herod was going to go out there to Bethlehem and kill all those children. God already knew what was going to happen, and already prophesied and said that he was going to have his son in Egypt. And at the fullness of time, took them to Egypt. But before he took them to Egypt, guess what? He brought three wise men. No, not just three. We just say three because it talks about frankincense, gold, and myrrh. He brought the money men. Hallelujah. Because his son was going to go out to Egypt. Hallelujah. And he got him loaded up before he went out to Egypt, so that Egypt cannot come into him. Hallelujah. I say in the name of Jesus, every provision that you need for every moment of your life, you receive now in Jesus' name. Let the camels come in. Hallelujah. Let the blessings come in, because God already knows what issues you are going to face. He's already made provision. That's why we need not worry or fret about anything. And at this time of Christmas, we must remind ourselves, this is not a time to fret. This is not a time to worry. God, your God, the God you serve, is faithful. Hallelujah. He knows your every need. He's already made provision for it, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Hallelujah. The prophets prophesied that already. Let's go a little bit further. It says, verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and will not be comforted because they are not. God knew about that and prophesied about it. And there was a fulfillment of what he said. He said, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying, if God ever said it, there will be a fulfillment. There will be a performance. If the word of God says you're healed, there will be a performance. 2 days ago, I was watching, I believe it was the 700 Club, because it comes right after the Call to Victory broadcast. And there was this woman that had an accident. She fell or something and banged her head. And progressively, she began to deteriorate. Her spine was shot. Her legs were shot. Her hands were shot. For 18 years, she was paralyzed. She could not move. She was in a wheelchair, and she could not even sit straight on the wheelchair. She had to be sideways on the wheelchair. But she believed the word of God, that God is a healer. And for 18 years, she did not let go. They wanted to cut off her limbs. She said no. She stayed in faith. God, you said that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Who stays in faith for 18 years when all of your body is wrecked with pain? But for 18 years, she stayed there. Just holding on. And on Christmas Eve, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus, came down and began to minister to her. The Lord knelt before her and began to straighten out her hands that were all curved in. Began to minister to her legs and the bones and raised her up. And as she stood, all of the bones started cracking. Everything that needed to be cracked, cracked. And when her children came to see her, and her grandchildren, Christmas Eve, she was not in the wheelchair. Somebody shout hallelujah. She walked to them and began to hug her son and began to hug her little grandchildren. They had grown up 18 years. There was a performance of what God said. God is still God. The devil's a liar. I am not about to give up my dreams, my hopes, and my aspirations because of what the devil thinks he thinks. Because the Bible does not say, according to what he thinks, my life shall be run. No, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. Also, I will think the thoughts of God, and God says, he will do exceedingly far above anything I dare ask or think. According to the power that worketh in me is the power of God, the power of the fullness of the Godhead. It is in you. It is in me. It is right here. And the power of the darkness of this world shall not separate us from the love of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you step into this new season, know that God is crossing you over to a new destiny that is fulfilled with the goodness of God. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. There was a performance. God built it into the equation. The Bible says that when Herod died, just like God said, he said, I'm going to bring you word. Go to Egypt. And I'm going to tell you when to come back. So, the Bible says, but when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. God knew where they were, because he sent them there, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. You know, some things need to die so you can step back into the program. But this is what I want to say to us today. You are always in the program. Hallelujah. Good, bad, or ugly, I'm still in the program. I'm still in the will of God. Hallelujah. When I fall down, I say, God saw this before I fell. I'm still in the program. He said to me, you are blessed and highly favored before I fell. Therefore, he has not changed his mind. I come here to tell you today, the God who spoke to you before you messed up is still the same God. He has not changed his mind. He saw you falling. If you do not stop believing, you shall see the manifestation of that which he promised you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He did not make a mistake when he spoke the first time. You know, how many of you believe that we created an image and likeness of God? You believe that? The word of God says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Now, the God who said that doesn't just speak. He speaks what he knows. And when he says it, it is final. No word spoken by God comes back to him void. It must accomplish that which it was sent for. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Well, I know somebody that I'm talking to. I'm talking to me. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of what God is saying, you can be part of it. Hallelujah. He said, arise and take the young child and his mother and go back. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. That's where God said for him to go. Go back to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. Notwithstanding. Even though he was what? Afraid. Notwithstanding. No, God does not operate in fear. God does not support fear. But this man was afraid. And God said, notwithstanding. In spite of the fact that he was afraid, God warned him. And he steps out and he goes to the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled. Oh? You mean God saw him afraid? Yes. And God, who saw him afraid, put it in the equation. He put it. It's already calculated. You know, I'm reminded about the elections down south. They were saying, we already calculated it into, you know, this whatever the CIA revealed. We already calculated it into and whatever email issues we've got. We've already calculated it into, and we know that we're going to win. But God, when God makes his calculations, the answer at the end is correct. Hallelujah. You can add and do all whatever manipulation. Only God has a final word. God who has a final word says, I'm blessed and highly favored. Did he say that about you? Then receive it. Hallelujah. Don't let rainy days mess you up. Don't let any circumstance mess you up. Reject the lies of the enemy and be reminded that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen? That it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Huh? That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremy, the prophet saying, in Ramah was their voice heard. Huh? And look at this. That it might be fulfilled. Verse 23. Which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. Hallelujah. He shall be called a Nazarene. Why? Because it's going to come out of Nazareth. We always say Jesus of Nazareth. We don't even say Jesus of Bethlehem. Jesus of Nazareth. Wow. There was a fulfillment of that which was promised. There shall be a performance. Someone say, there shall be a performance. Let me conclude by looking at Mark 11:23, Matthew 21, Mark 11:23. As I've been saying the last few minutes, all the variations have been accounted for in God's prophetic equation, God's prophetic statement. All been accounted for. And in Mark 11:23, the word of God says, for verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. All kinds of people can say all kinds of things. About your life. About your business, about your family, about your relationship, about your marriage, about your children, about whatever it is that they are saying. But there is no power in their words over your life. Let me say that again. There is no power in their words over your life. Let me say it a third time. There is no power in their words over your life. Because ultimately, the one who has the power over your life is you and God and what you agree with. For it says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. It doesn't say, whatever they said shall come to pass. It says, what you say shall come to pass. You can swear all you want. You can curse all you want. You can do all kinds of incantations and meditations all you want. But there is only one person, ultimately, that has a final word other than God. Amen. It's me. Over my life. You can call me a loser. You can call me a failure. You can call me a nobody. You can call me whatever it is that you want to call me. But if I believe I am head and not tail, above only and not beneath, guess what? Like the kernel of wheat that died, I'm going to cut through. And I'm going to produce fruit to the glory of God. That's my story. And that's your story. The devil's a liar. We are breaking forth to the glory of God. Do you receive that? Do you receive it? Do you receive it? Then shout a big hallelujah. That's where I close my iPad. And rise with me. Say out of your mouth, I am not what man says I am, not what my circumstance says I am. I'm exactly a manifestation of what God says I am. And the God that I serve, the only true God, says I am blessed and highly favored. He says of me that I'm chosen and I'm ordained to be fruitful. Therefore, I am fruitful. My God says, I am healed by his stripes. Therefore, sickness cannot be part of my life. I walk in divine health. My God says, when my soul prospers, I will prosper in every area of life. Therefore, I am prosperous. I am blessed. I am strong, I am mighty, I am great, I'm doing exceeding great things to the glory of God. That's what God says about me, and that's what I am. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that which is born from above is above all. I am born from above. I am an ambassador of the Most High God. Therefore, this day, I declare, as a son of the Most High God, I am above all, supernatural, in existence. I am a product of an incorruptible seed. I am not corruptible. In the name of Jesus, I will not be corrupted with poverty, with lack, with sickness, with diseases. I will not be corrupted with fear, doubt, or confusion. I am the chosen of the Lord. I am the chosen of the Lord. I am the chosen of the Lord. He has made me head. I am blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. The glory of God is in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am God possessed. Hallelujah. 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 I am unstoppable. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know it, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Give a great clap offering unto the Lord, God Almighty. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's that time that we are going to honor God with our tithes and our offering. I want to encourage everyone here. Do yourself a favor. You will always be in lack if you don't honor God with your tithe and your offerings. Do it for yourself. Amen. He says he will open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessing upon you when you honor him. When we do not honor God with our giving, we are declaring that we do not believe him. We do not trust him. There are people here who are honoring God with their giving who did not used to do so. They were adamant about it. I don't think I'm going to give God. And then they obeyed God. And they've not lacked. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do I have a witness? Amen. You are a witness? You're a witness. Are you guys witnesses? You're a witness? I'm pointing to some people that I know are honoring God. But I also know so many people, you're struggling. And you'll always struggle if you don't honor God with your tithe. Just honor God in the first place. And check him out. He says, test me in this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to handle. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's nothing that God has called me to do that I've not been able to do yet. Because some way, one way or the other, he makes it happen. Hallelujah. Not by the workings of a man, but by the workings of God. God knows how to put things together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thou cause the people that really don't care about you to grieve. Yeah, when you when God shows up and just I bless you. Oh, the people that don't like you, people that think they can control you with their pocket. They start grieving. How did it happen? How did it happen? How did it happen? Not you. God. Amen? Grieve the devil today. Start. Don't end this year not honoring God with your giving. Start now. Cross over to 2017, the blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen?